The Good News, according to Mark, chapter 13. And as he was going out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, look at the quality of these stones and this impressive building." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see this great building? There will not be one stone left upon another here which will not be torn down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives across from the temple, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things occur? And what is the sign that all of these things are about to happen?" Then Jesus began his discourse by saying, "Be discerning so that no one leads you into error. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and will deceive many. And when you hear of wars and or rumors of wars, don't be frightened. It is unavoidable that these things will happen, but they do not signal the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines and disturbances. These things are merely the beginnings of the birth pangs. But look out for yourselves, for they will hand you over to the legal authorities. You will be beaten in the synagogues, and you will be forced to appear before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them. But the good news must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they take you and hand you over to the authorities for judgment, don't be anxious ahead of time or meditate about what you will say. But whatever is given you by God at that moment, that is what you should speak, for it is not you who will be speaking, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by everyone for my name's sake. But he who remains faithful to the end, that one will be being saved. But when you see the false god who causes plundering, about which Daniel the prophet spoke, taking the place which is prohibited, let him who reads understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. And let him who is on the housetop terrace not go down into his house in order to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not return back to get his coat. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing in those days. And pray that your fleeing to escape does not happen in the winter. For in those days a tribulation will take place, the like of which has never been since the beginning of the creation which God created until now, and never will be again." Start Dyer Commentary. The word tribulation does not refer to the judgments which God will pour out upon mankind at the end of this age, but to the persecutions which the coming man of sin will promote against both Jews and Christians, and Dyer Commentary. "And except the Lord had cut those days short, no one would survive. But for the elect's sake, whom he chose, he will cut those days short. At that time, if anyone says to you, 'Look, the Anointed One is here,' or 'Look, he is over there,' don't believe it. For false anointed ones and false prophets will arise and will show signs and miracles in order to lead people astray, even the elect, if it were possible. But be discerning. Look, I have described all these things to you beforehand. And in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not shed its light. The stars of heaven will be driven from their places, which they can't keep any longer, when the powers that are in the heavens are overthrown." Start Dyer Commentary. The arrival of the male child in heaven, Revelation chapter 12, verses 5 through 11, precipitates a heavenly war which results in these powers being overthrown and expelled from their places. End Dyer Commentary. "And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then will he send out angels, and they will gather together his chosen ones from the four winds, from the most remote parts of the earth to the most remote parts of heaven. Now learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branch has become full of sap, and its leaves begin to grow, you know that the summer is near. In the same way, you also, when you see these things taking place, know that the time is near, even at the doors. Truly I say to you, this generation which sees these signs will not pass away until all these things will take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will in no way pass away. But with regard to the exact day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, neither the Son, but only the Father. Start, Dyer, Commentary. Some ancient manuscripts do not include the phrase, neither the Son. End, Dyer, Commentary. Be discerning. Stay spiritually awake and pray, for you do not know when the time will be. It will be similar to when a man went to live in another country, having left his house and given jurisdiction to his servants, and assigned each one his work, and also commanded the doorkeeper to be vigilant. Keep spiritually awake, therefore, for you don't know when the master of the house is coming, whether it will be at evening, or at midnight, or at dawn, or in the morning, so that if he comes suddenly, without warning, he doesn't find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all. Be vigilant. This is the end of Mark, chapter 13.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.